After years of predicting the demise of the cupcake, Weekend Edition food commentator Bonnie Wolf has let it go. If you want to have a cupcake, go ahead. But for the more adventurous, she does have some guesses on what you'll be eating in 2013.
Asia is the new Europe. It's been gradual. Pan-Asian, Asian fusion, Asian-inspired. Now it's just deciding among Vietnamese, Korean, Tibetan, and Burmese for dinner. Should we have the simple food of the Thai plateau or the hot, salty, sour foods of southern Thailand? The new flavors of the year won't come from the kitchens of chefs trained at Le Cordon Bleu. More likely, they'll trickle up from Asian street foods. Chipotle has opened Shop House with a menu inspired by street food from Singapore, Kuala Lumpur, and Hanoi. Even comfort foods are becoming Asian. Vietnamese pho, Korean kimchi fried rice, and Chinese hot pots. Speaking of kimchi, we'll see a lot more fermented food. Last year we canned, this year we ferment. Think sauerkraut. Or, if you're under 30, kombucha, which for you old folks is fermented tea. Fermented foods produce probiotics, good bacteria. Good-for-you foods remain big. Vegetables are now entrees, as well as ice creams. I'm going to go out on a limb, though, and say Brussels sprouts may have peaked. Where do they have left to go? They've been paired with every ingredient known to modern cooks. They've gone from, ooh, Brussels sprouts, to being the most popular kid in vegetable school. They've been baked, breaded, roasted, and shredded. We'll see more dark leafy greens, beet tops, collards, and probably even more varieties of kale. Oh, expect more seaweed. It too contributes to long life. As a member of the baby boom, I can say this. We really want to hang on. Veganism is getting even bigger, but so is nose to tail. Farm to table now includes farm to bar. Mixologists, a.k.a. bartenders, have their own gardens or shop at farmers markets for produce to add to cocktails. Also watch for more smoked drinks, with smoked ice cubes, of course, and barrel-aged cocktails. Like everything else, they'll be more savory than sweet. And if you want just to be left alone to eat whatever unhip food you want, consider adding a little soy sauce.
Bonnie Wolf is managing editor of AmericanFoodRoots.com. This is NPR News.